So Ian, thank you very, very much for joining us today.
Pleasure.
Now, you've done many things over your career and your life, but today you're talking to me as a celebrity trader. Tell us more.
Well, I've got a slush fund, and then I'm going to get a little bit of advice from some of the guys, and then at the end of the day, it's trying to raise as much as we can for the Beefy Foundation, and that's what it's all about. It's a bit of fun. We did manage in 81 to stop the stock market trading. I'm not sure it'll happen today, but it's a nice way to do it, and hopefully the foundation benefits.
Just tell us a little bit more about the foundation, if you could, Sir Ian.
Well, everyone's probably aware of the stuff I did, the leukemia and lymphoma, over the last 30 years coming up. But we also felt now that since we've got leukemia and lymphoma from survival, the most common form, so about 93% now in 29 years, that we thought now is time to expand the charity work. So we've taken on a pretty horrendous disease called Batten disease, which is there is no cure for. Basically, a perfectly healthy child just slowly shuts down, and there is no cure. So there's Batten disease, there's CRY, cardiac arrhythmia in the young, and my wife is president of a brain tumour society. But we will be taking and looking at other things, so it won't be specifically just those four, because, for instance, brittle diabetes in children will be another one we'll focus on. So it's really just expanding from what we've been doing over the last 30 years almost, just to try and take a little bit more on board and help a few more people out.
How have you sort of got involved with this? Understand it's sort of run by City Index. How's it all come about?
Well, it came through my daughter, actually, who knows a couple of the lads here. So that's how it all started, and it's grown, and the boys have picked me up this morning. I'm in a different world down here, I have to say, but I'm looking forward to it.
And have you had any sort of training, any ideas on what sort of strategy you're going to approach?
No, I will take some advice. I think that's the safest way to go.
And I was going to ask about other celebrities involved, where there's an element of competition, but it's not really about that, is it? It's just about raising as much money as you can for
the causes. No, raising money is what we're here for to do, and for what we all believe is a very good charity.
And forgive me the pun here, Sir Ian, but England's stock, is that rising or falling at the moment as they head into their test series against Sri Lanka?
Look, it's a new era for English cricket. You've got new management, you've got new players, you've got new selectors, you've got new directors of cricket. It's a whole new era, and I think people have got to be patient. As we know, we've got three players for this first test starting tomorrow against Sri Lanka. So I think people need to be patient. It's a little bit like the England football team going to the World Cup. There are people who are saying, oh, they're a bit young and inexperienced, but these guys don't get any better if you don't play them. So, and we've got Sri Lanka for two tests, and then the real test will be India, who are playing extremely well at the moment.
Yeah, so would you like to see Sam Robson, Moeen Ali, Chris Jordan given a go at Lords, get them some experience ahead of, as you say, what are we expecting to be a sterner test against India?
I think I dare say they'll consider what the pitch is going to do and before the final selection, but it wouldn't surprise me if they all play.
You mentioned the football there, Sir Ian. I know you're one of a select few players who play cricket and football at a very high level. Who's going to win the Football World Cup, and what chances do you give the England side?
Well, everybody's got a chance. We know that. It was every year when we have, or every time, I should say, every time the World Cup is played, someone pops out of nowhere. Korea, one year. We had sides that people just don't expect to do well. But you've got to think that Brazil, with a home advantage, they're going to take some beating. I think the South American sides, you cannot write off Spain. The Spanish play excellent football. The Germans will always be there. You're not so worried about the Italians this time. I think they've had a bit of a dodgy build-up. But I do believe that someone will pop out of the bag there. Who it is, we'll have to wait and see.
And did you give England a chance at all?
Yes, of course they have. Everyone's got a chance. And it's interesting, I was reading on the plane coming back into the country today, that Pelé had said that he thought England had as much chance There's Brazil. I'm not quite sure I agree with that. But I think I know where he's coming from, because it is a one-off. It's once you get to the playoff stages, it's sudden death, and anyone can have a bad day.
Last time that we at Cricket World spoke to you, Siri, and it was my colleague Alistair, who was down with you, so I can't remember exactly where it was, down London somewhere, we were doing a lot of cage cricket. I understand you're still involved with that?
Cage cricket is going to fly. It's people interested in franchise around the world. Yeah, very pleased with the progress that's been made. And I think it's going to be attract a lot of people, not just people. It's not cricket. We're not playing cricket. We're playing cage. It's designed to be over in 50 minutes, so people in blue collar work and ground workers put to use. So I think it's, we're all saying that we need to exercise more. There's choosing.